This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Lok Sabha has taken up the discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875. Initiating the discussion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the mantra of Vande Mataram gave power and inspiration to entire country and energized the freedom movement. He said, remembering the sacred Vande Mataram today is a great privilege for all members of this house and the countrymen. Modi said that 150 years of Vande Mataram is an opportunity to establish that great chapter and the glory. He added that the national song Vande Mataram brought the country independence in 1947. The Prime Minister said Vande Mataram is the force that drives the people to achieve the dreams of the freedom fighters envisioned. Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi is also participating in the debate. The government today said that the multidimensional poverty in India is estimated to have declined from 29.17% in 2013-14 to 11.28% in 2022-23. Replying during the question hour in Lok Sabha, the Minister of State of Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, said around 24.8 crore people have come out of poverty during this period. Quoting the World Bank report on international poverty line, the minister said India's extreme poverty rate decreased to 5.25% in 2022-23 from 27.12% in 2011-12. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today said that the alleged that the West Bengal government has not submitted any proposal for the promotion of religious tourism in the state. Replying to deep supplementaries in the Lok Sabha, the minister said the central government has given 68 crore rupees under the Coastal Circuit Initiative and 31 crore rupees for the development of Belur Math under the Prasad scheme. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the government under the Market Intervention Scheme has introduced a provision to ensure that farmers receive a fair price for their produce. Addressing the Agribusiness Summit 2025 in New Delhi, the minister said that for horticultural crops, if the rate falls below a certain limit, the government will deposit the difference between the model rate and the sale price directly into the farmer's account. Union Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu has said that there will be no compromise on air safety as it is the topmost priority for the government. In reply to supplementaries regarding the implementation of the flight duty time limitations guideline, Naidu informed the Rajya Sabha that the government is conducting an inquiry in connection with the situation leading to cancellation of several flights due to which passengers had to face a lot of difficulties. He said, the government is not taking this situation easily and very strict action will be taken in the matter. The Delhi airport has informed that airport operations are running smoothly, although a few flights may be rescheduled or cancelled due to operational reasons. In a passenger advisory issued today, Delhi airport said that its on-ground teams are actively coordinating with all stakeholders to minimize disruptions and ensure a seamless travel experience for passengers. The Election Commission is steadily expanding its digital services to make the process of special intensive revision of electoral roll faster, simpler and more accessible for all voters. As a result, several citizens are now completing and submitting their SIR verification forms online from their homes. In Puducherry, college student Bhava Tharini shared her experience of using the online facility for the first time, describing it as convenient and user-friendly. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met European Trade and Economic Security Commissioner Maroš Šefčovič in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the European Commissioner and his team will have productive discussions in India. Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs of the United States, Alison Hooker, arrived in New Delhi today. In a statement, the U.S. Embassy informed that the visit focuses on advancing the U.S.-India strategic partnership, deepening economic and commercial ties, including increasing American exports. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.